What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Someone explain this to me, maybe?
Okay.
So we got a roster move that just took place. Thank you.
Yeah.
And there it is, right?
I need to get the front.
Tyler Fitzgerald has been recalled.
Fitzy's
back. Contain your excitement.
Okay.
But the person being sent out is Carson Wisenhunt.
Yeah. Carson Wisenhunt?
Carson Wisenhunt.
Not Carson Seymour?
Not
He's already
Carson
been sent,
Seymour.
Hasn't he?
No, and not it's not like...
And Carson Ragsdale's long gone.
You have, I mean, Schmidt is up. Kristen Koss is up. So you have your utility infield people here. And then Tyler Fitzgerald is back. And you sent out your young starting pitcher.
What is going on here?
And
yeah.
You don't have any starting pitchers.
Well,
I don't know any starting pitchers.
You've got Verlander, who's going
not
to
a
start.
Starting pitcher.
Well, he is, like it or not.
But he's not.
Ready or not, here he comes.
Yeah, okay.
You can't hide.
So there's that.
Okay.
And then even Kaiwei Tang, you bring him, like...
He's a second inning guy
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he flanked, and it worked. It worked. You know, like, I should take a little bit of egg on the face, because I was like, do not pitch this guy, and then he was the only guy who won a game against the Nationals all weekend.
Wow, and he looked great.
And I wanted them to start Wisenhunt, and they responded by sending him to the minors.
Right, so to me, there's another move that is going to be made, maybe not immediately. So what this tells me is that Carson Wisenhunt is not starting tonight, and we know that. Robbie Ray, shout out Robbie Ray's wife for a lovely anthem last night before the game. She got a chance to belt it out, and she did a great job. So Robbie Ray goes today. And that tells me that they're not going to start Carson Wisenhunt tomorrow, obviously. Is that a Kaiwei Tang day? It feels like that's going to be a flank day.
I mean, he pitched on Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, he should be eligible tomorrow.
And then they do play Thursday, right, as they welcome Tampa?
No,
Tampa. Okay, so there you go.
That's the off day. That's the off day over this 10-day stretch against Tampa and San Diego.
So this is not that dramatic, then?
No, they've got a day game tomorrow, off day Thursday.
And then Verlander.
And then, Wisenhunt is listed as the starter. But yes, with the off day, you could skip.
Because Verlander pitched Sunday, right?
Yeah, but then you got to do something because there's no off day after that. It's four games in San Diego. I mean, the schedule.
Well, then this is the way I look at it, Mark.
The schedule is starting next week. I don't know if you've looked at it. I know we're all focused on San Diego. Do you realize what happens after that? San Diego's a four-gamer next week.
On the road.
Right. Monday through Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then you immediately fly with no off day to do three in Milwaukee.
Okay.
The best team in baseball.
You got a charter. You can fly direct.
And then as soon as that one's over, you do get an off day. You get to fly home, though. And the Cubbies are going to be in town.
Good little team.
The Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
So that would be 10 straight games against amazeballs baseball teams.
Playoff teams.
Yep.
So if you get to a spot and things haven't gone your way, if things actually got worse, then, all right, Carson, come pitch. Come start. It's clear right now that they didn't want to start him tomorrow, and you have an off day Thursday, which means he's going to get skipped. So why not bring up an extra bat? And this feels to me a little bit like what you call Survivor Island. All right, Koss, Schmidt, and Fitz. You guys got about 6 days. One of you is getting sent arm.
Schmidt's not going anywhere.
Okay, so maybe it's Koss or Fitz. I don't know. I don't know what it would be, but if you get to where you're going to need the Wisenhunt spot in the rotation, if you go 2-4 over the next six, well, come on back, Carson. And if you actually go on a mini run, well, then you have a real decision to make. That's kind of the way I read it. I mean, it's not great, but if he's not going to pitch, wouldn't you rather have a high-powered bat up here, he said, expecting to have something
really
thrown at him.
A high-powered bat.
Just to throw this
in
there?
Yes, Grandy.
Now, I don't
know if this explains it entirely, because they think they still need arms even when Landon Roop comes back. But Roop made his a rehab start on Sunday in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
and probably means he's going to be back up shortly.
Okay.
But
how long did he go?
Starter,
do you have that in front of you? Like his, did he get?
He went 3 innings, gave up 2 runs, 3 hits, struck out 4.
So probably like 50 pitches or something?
I don't know. I can find pitch count.
I mean, maybe the fifth starter might be for right now Gage as the opener followed by Kaiwei Tang. Maybe that is your fifth starter.
So how do you feel about them prioritizing that over Wizenhunt at the moment?
Not great, except for maybe they feel prioritizing Wizenhunt is sending him down.
Roop threw 50 pitches. Exactly. Yeah. Good job, Dibs.
Look at that.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean by that, though? Like, maybe sending him down is prioritizing him. Maybe they're like, oh, so that's not ripe.
No.
So, like,
14 and a third, 8 earned, 5 home runs.
Oh, that's a lot of
home
runs.
He's not fooling a lot of people.
No. All the Carsons give up a lot of homers.
Right.
All of the Carsons. They do. They give up a lot of homers.
Carson's also given up 5 in 14 innings.
Exactly. Seymour.
Twins. Twin Carsons.
By the way, speaking of that Rivercats game on Sunday, when Roop started, did you see what happened in the 8th inning of that game?
No.
Rivercats down 2-0, 2 on for Bryce Eldridge.
And
opposite field home run to take the lead.
Oppo Taco.
Dude, Bryce's OPS is a billion. Like the last, what is it? Just a week and a half. It's a short sort of a stint.
But even on the year, it's probably north of 850, I would guess.
Well, do you mean for AAA or do you mean the entire year?
For Bryce?
Yeah.
Hasn't Bryce he only been in AAA?
No. He got called up. He got called up not, you know, terribly long ago. Oh, the stupid website where you get the minor league stats.
OPS in SAC is 858.
What about just in August?
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah. I can get it, but this website is always really... the website where I get it is always really...
you got to go to Baseball Reference.
No, I know, but there's game logs when you go to the MILB.com, but it's finicky. Like, the website is kind of just like the players. Like, we're not ready yet to do it right every day, so we practice. So some days, we'll give you the game logs, and then some days, we're just not ready. So they're kind of like Carson Wisenhunt's changeup.
I don't yike it.
And today is one of those bad days. And now it works. See? Now it works. All right. So Bryce Eldridge, just in the month of August, the OPS is 1165.
Not bad.
1165 with 5 home runs. It's only August 12th.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 5 home runs and an 1165 OPS this month. So in the last, almost couple weeks.
And yet there's been repeated reluctance to bring him up and give him a shot. And I get
it. For sure, yeah.
But
instead,
Tyler Fitzgerald, come on up, Fitzy. And I would hope that he comes up and he gets a start tonight.
Where would you even put out?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
If you brought him up. Unless you're just like, I don't care anymore, so like Dom Smith will just release you. I like Dom Smith.
Sure.
He's a baseball player. That's like a funky little find that the Giants got
it's
there.
Great find.
You know,
it smells of Farhan, but it's not.
It was a complete Farhan move.
It's like,
Lamont Wade can't hit the high fastball anymore.
Let's find a 9-year vet.
Just sitting there. Got DFA'd. Boom, Dom Smith. It's like, that guy, he gets hits. He's got a beautiful glove over it first. Seems like a jamming guy in the clubhouse.
Yep.
Came on with the morning show. Couldn't have been more fun. I'm like, keep that guy.
I mean, you can't now.
Yeah, you can.
And like, do what? Play him at first. I mean, if he could play outfield again.
He's played outfield, yes. And I don't know that Bryce Eldridge is starting next year. He's only 20. I don't know that he's just going to be up and in the opening day lineup next year. you know?
Yeah.
Super encouraging what's happening right now. You know, the way the Giants organization always does it with those young guys is they want you to force your way from one level to the next. And if one level starts looking too easy, then they want to challenge you. And this is, I'll continue to say it, the one bright spot in what has been just a hellacious, disastrous season, in my opinion. The one bright spot is they are setting themselves up for a late August and September where, why not bring up Bryce Eldridge? Why wouldn't you? Do it. He is. He's forcing his way. He's making AAA look easy. His August OPS is 1165. Let him come up here and take a few hacks.
Great time to play in that league when you've got Albuquerque, sure. Reno, and Sacramento. Combined temperature of about 3 million, couple of altitudes. Not to take anything away from him, but if you're going to do that, then I want to see Marco Luciano. Let's see some Luciano if we're going to just wave the white flag.
I've already seen Luciano. I'd like to see something different, if you don't mind.
I mean, he's an outfielder now.
You don't mind.
Hey, really quick, guys, before we hit a quick break, we do have a Giants lineup. We have some changes. Tyler Fitzgerald is batting eighth and playing right field. What?
Oh,
and Casey Schmidt is still playing second, but he's batting second.
Are they facing a lefty tonight?
They are. Nasty Nestor.
Oh, there you go. Yes. That's all that is.
Devers is batting third. Adames fourth. Chapman down to sixth behind Flores.
So that's why Fitzgerald got called up, because Grant McRae is the other outfielder, and instead of calling up Matos when they traded Yaz, they brought up another left-handed hitting outfielder in Drew Gilbert. So now they want someone who's right-handed to play tonight. So there you go.
There you have it.
Listen, I might be back in 48 hours.
I think it'll be longer than that.
Or not.
I think that's, you know, the point I was trying to make.
Absolutely.